a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire.
It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And welcome back from Thanksgiving to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Tuesday, December 2nd. Wow, we are in December, and I am excited to be back from my Thanksgiving hangover. How are you doing today, Slim?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little disappointed I had to watch that D-League game last night. I mean, you know, San Antonio against Philly.
the San Antonio B team, except for Kawhi, and then the Philadelphia, I don't know what you'd call that. F team? I don't know.
Yeah, there ain't no A team, that's for sure.
How was your Thanksgiving, man? You eat a lot of good food?
Oh, yeah. My mom always smokes a bird, so that's one of my favorites.
Wait, you smoke it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can smoke a turkey.
How does that work?
Well, you break it up real good. You just throw in the smoker and smoke it. It takes all day, but, you know, it's great. It's phenomenal.
You smoke it, and then you get a hit of turkey at the dinner table. Dude, I had mac and cheese with Thanksgiving for the first time, like okay. The homemade stuff. Is that, like, a common thing? I don't think I can do Thanksgiving without mac and cheese again.
Yeah, I've seen it. And we're not talking, like, box of Kraft.
No, like...
Yeah, you know, I've had it before.
The legit stuff with, like... huge amounts of cheese, and you put like eggs in it and make it all thick. It's crazy. So yeah, the Sixers are 0-17. They're awful. So we're gonna recap them, their terrible run, everything else that's big news since Thanksgiving. We're gonna welcome back a superstar tonight. We're gonna go over the RCL leaderboard, talk about how our RCL teams are doing, and then preview tonight's games with our 30-point picks. So yeah, let's just start with the Sixers, 0-17. Michael Carter Williams, you know, 24-11-7. Patience is a virtue. Waiting for MCW, or are you selling high?
Oh no, I'm not selling. I'm holding on to him. No one's going to give me a first or second rounder right now, anyway. So, you know, a barely top 50 player for him. Nah, I'm holding. And the steals haven't even come through yet. Wait till they get here.
Yeah, no steals in that game, but, I mean, shot well, 9 for 19, hit 4 or 5 free throws, hit a couple threes. I mean, without Noel out there last night, who was probable and then got benched, MCW really looks like their best rebounder. It was kind of funny. I watched a good bit of this game. Are you worried at all, though, that when Roten gets back, a lot of that usage and, you know, a lot of those assists and turnovers are going to flow through Roten?
Nope. I think it is MCW's team from now till the end.
Yeah, so our MCW love is looking like it's finally turning out.
What Roten does worry me about is what's it going to do to this beautiful KJ McDaniels run we're on.
Yeah, he was my lead for this morning. Put up a rainbow line last night, 10-9-2, 3-2. You know, he's got multi-blocks in three of the last four. He's playing over 30 minutes now. Three straight great games. It is worrisome, isn't it, when Roten gets back?
Yeah, I'm hoping they just decide to cut back on Hollis Thompson's minutes. Because KJ should be playing. It's just absurd at this point.
Yeah, which they should. I mean, KJ McDaniels is so much a superior player to Hollis Thompson. I mean... yeah, KJ looked great. He looked really good out there yesterday. It was really KJ and MCW and then absolutely nothing, you know, shocker. You know, Lexi Schved took 16 shots, but, you know, they were all deep threes more or less, and he didn't look great. You got to be excited for Kawhi Leonard, though. Kawhi. I have so much trouble saying Kawhi every time. I want to say Kawhi. I don't know why. But, yeah, Kawhi with 26-10, 4-2-0. You know, made every shot. He just took over this game. If I'm obviously a little REL bias, loving him in dynasties. How excited is he going to be as a dynasty stash when all these old guys retire?
We've been saying that for 2 years now, but
yeah.
I assume this is it for Duncan. It's got to be. And yeah, Kawhi's ready. He could be and he's a name that could come up an MVP, you know, in a year or two.
Yeah, I mean, he does have to re-sign. Isn't he still pending re-signing with San Antonio? I forget how that contract
works. Oh, I don't have that category in my league. I don't pay attention.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I think that the Spurs will bring him back, but there is the chance he goes somewhere else. I will mention as well, obviously, if you have old vets and they're playing against the Sixers, be sure to check your lineups before the game. Duncan and Parker sit, you know, they set, Dallas set Dirk before him. There's no reason to play any of these players against the awful 76ers. And man, you should have heard Sean Elliott slamming how bad the Sixers were last night. They showed a replay of Matt Bonner beating MCW to the basket for a little jump hook. And he was like making fun of their footwork. And then the Spurs, off a missed free throw, got a transition and one, and Sean Elliott just went off on how bad the Sixers were. It was kind of awesome.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to make it any better, though. So, I mean, at least we're getting a couple of good players that are fantasy-worthy out of this.
Yeah, gotta love what MCW's doing. So, if you're a Thunder fan, you're excited. You're giving thanks right now because Kevin Durant is officially coming back tonight. Woo! Beating that timetable by a little bit, too. And then Russell Westbrook had that historic comeback on Friday. I think it was the first time, if memory serves, 24 minutes or less, first time a guy went 32 points and 8 assists. So the Thunder looking like they're completely reloaded again. How good are we looking for saying stick with getting Durant in head-to-head leagues?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Oklahoma City's like, what, 5-12? So, yeah, they needed him as soon as possible, which, you know, kind of helped us out a little bit. We were always for Durant. We never thought this was going to be a bad one that lingered or, you know, bled into January or anything like that.
Yeah, I didn't think so either, and I remember I got a little bit of flack for taking him. I think it was fourth in our RCL league, and man, that team is – and I survived. I drafted him, and I mean, I drafted Rondo too, which is a question mark at the time, but he ended up being fine. And 23-20, it's my record, and getting yeah. Durant back. So if you drafted Durant and you're a 500 or above team, you've just got to be really excited for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and if you own, let's see, Perry Jones, Jeremy Lamb, Roberson, who's the other one? Morrow, you can move on.
Well, Roberson gives you some blocks out of position. I mean...
The minutes are about to die.
In a 12... Well, isn't he going to start at the 2?
Sure, but I think it's going to be less than 20 minutes.
Yeah. Because
they're still going to give 30 to Reggie.
Yeah, well,
I expect right. to do about what he did last year.
Yeah, I do too, but which means if you were able to sell him high for top 50 value, like I'm sure everyone knew to do or thought to try to do, I'm feeling good now.
I didn't even try.
Yeah.
I went to our RCL and I didn't even try.
Well, you know. And,
it doesn't help that the people we're playing against I'm telling this to every day.
Yeah, well, yeah. Also very true, and I think everyone just knew that he was a prime sell-high guy. But I did see a couple of deals and comments where people were able to get some pretty good value out of him. So kudos to those owners there. To a guy coming back, to a guy going out. Oh, DeMar DeRozan. Brutal. Brutal. I mean, everyone should hopefully know what his injury is. We don't need to say what it is. Hopefully he gets healthy soon and quick.
Yeah, that would be the number one team in the East losing their best player.
We have a lot of Raptors fans, so sorry, guys. We'll still root for you. But to fantasy, I don't think Gravis Vasquez is really good at basketball. And I kind of like Lou Williams more with this minutes opening up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go the other way. I think Gravis will outplay him in this stretch. I think Lou is pretty hit or miss, and
yeah.
I think Revis's assist will keep him on the floor.
I mean, you might be right. What was Vasquez? I'm pulling up his numbers now. You know, had 19 points and 5 assists in the first game without DeRozan, and that was against the Lakers in an overtime game. No rebounds. He doesn't steal at all. 0.6 steals a game this year, and I mean, given only 20 minutes a game, obviously that'll go back up, but You know, doesn't have a multi-steal game in the past 10. The assists aren't great. I think he's going to turn the ball over a lot. He's shooting under 40%. I'm just not a Vasquez guy. And, I mean, Lou Williams, you know, yeah, he's going to be a little bit hit or miss and maybe a tiny bit of Thragnoff-ish to his game. But I'm excited.
Yeah, that Vasquez will give many more assists than Lou will.
I don't know if it's going to be that much. I mean, Lowry's still going to run the offense, obviously. I mean, sure, Vasquez is going to beat him in assists, but I just think the points and threes upside, plus that high-volume free throw percentage, don't discount that for Lou.
Yeah.
And, you know, his steals are so much better. He's at 1.5 steals in just a minute or two more a game compared to 0.6 for Gravis. I don't know. I think if you picked up Lou when he got hot a couple games ago, I did in one league, I'm really excited for the upside. Yeah.
There is zero chance those steals maintain like that at 20-something minutes, 21. He's at 1.5 steals at 21 minutes a game, which would be a career high in steals.
Well, yeah.
It's not going to continue. There's just no chance.
But I think he'll stay at 1.5 steals because I think his minutes will go up to, you know, 28-ish while DeRozan's out.
Yeah, I think those steals are going to drop. I don't think they stay.
Let's make a steals bet. I bet Lou Williams gets 1.3 steals this year.
How about just while DeRozan's down?
Fine. Whatever. I like Lou Williams.
That's 4 minutes. I mean, that should be helpful.
Yeah,
I would go under on 1.3.
All right. Well,
because I'm going under on 25 minutes, too.
When it's all said and done, probably. But this thing with DeRozan, I mean, it could really linger. And for a guy that's, like, explosive and slashes a lot, really worried about DeRozan. Are you dropping DeRozan in a 10-team league?
No. If he's my only guy, no. He does too much. It's going to be too tough to replace his points.
So say you've got DeRozan and Rubio and Dwight Howard in a 10-team league.
If I like my bigs, Howard's going first.
Yeah, I can't really disagree with that. I mean, he wasn't good anyway, and this is really lingering for him. I don't know. DeRozan's a really good player, don't get me wrong, but he's not Kevin Martin. I mean, Kevin, you know.
DeRozan, he's no Gordon Hayward, let's get it straight.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. I don't know. I think I might be a little fast and loose with DeRozan in a week or two if it sounds like his timetable is going to be a little longer.
Happens here, though, is that I really hope Terrence Ross gets consistent 32 minutes every night, no question. I think he's going to go off if he does.
He might. Is he their primary scorer behind Lowry? You know, and Lou Williams, I guess, when he's on the floor, but with the starters, is Ross the secondary scorer behind Lowry?
God, that's tough. I mean, I don't know if they've had to deal with DeRozan going down like this before.
They haven't. He's been one of the most durable players since he started, you know, since he hit the NBA.
There's a lot of question marks how it's going to work out. My guess, everyone gets marginally better. Nobody just takes over.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Lowry should get a nice boost.
Yeah, he
like,
should. He should
your
as well.
First-round value kind of boost.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth noting that Lowry's had some injury issues in his past as well, so hopefully he doesn't just go too crazy and plays 42 minutes a night like Jimmy Butler, you know. Another Raptor I want to talk about is Patrick Patterson. He's been really underrated this year. Back-to-back double-doubles, 10 points, 13 points and boards, 3 assists and a block last night. He hit some threes. You know, good percentages. Amir Johnson got a little banged up last night. He might miss tonight. I don't know. I think Patterson's, it's really low end, but I think he's worth owning in 12-teamers.
Yeah. I mean, the field goal percent's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, he's a shooter. You know, he's not a prototypical big man, but, I mean, you kind of like that from a big man getting a 3 or 2.
Yeah, what really helps is that he's going to give you a 3 and could chip in a block.
Yeah,
it's pretty unique in that aspect. So yeah, you know, pretty deep league we're talking, or a streamer, but it's okay.
Yeah,
if Amir is out and he has to start and get 30 plus minutes, then he's worth owning. In a 12er at least, he's definitely worth owning.
Yeah, and in Yahoo, he's a top 100 player so far because you know, only at 0.7 turnovers, you know, hits every cat. I don't know. I just wanted to mention him because I think he's a little underrated. I really like what he brings to the table. All right, so moving to the Timberwolves, are you buying anything that Shabazz Muhammad is doing? Because I have a feeling I know your answer.
Are we talking about a dynasty? If we're talking about a dynasty, then I am really impressed.
Yeah, I mean...
I would love to see him start next to Wiggins and LaVine come off the bench as a backup 1-2 eventually.
Yeah, I mean, how old is Muhammad? Oh, wow, I forgot he was that young. Yeah, he came out as a freshman.
UCLA, if I remember right.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot he was that young. For some reason, I thought he was older. Yeah, this is only his second year. I guess because he kind of got, like, a lot of buzz when he was in college.
Well, he was a five-star, big-time recruit coming out of
high school. Yeah, I think that's why maybe I thought he was older for some reason. But, yeah, last two games, 28 points, 5 boards against the Blazers, hit 12 of 17. And then last night against the – or is this two – yeah, last night against the Clippers, 18 and 10, 4 assists, you know, shot 6 of 11. He's just red hot right now, getting a lot of run in junk time. But, you know, Flip's going to play anyone that's hot. And I think he's worth streaming right now, and even 12ers.
Yeah, he just – it kind of screams empty scoring. I mean, maybe the boards are okay, and maybe a couple of assists, but he's kind of quit shooting threes. I'm not thrilled about that. I hate adding wings that don't shoot threes.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really do anything else the more I'm looking at this. Keeps the turnovers low.
I mean, there's no consistency, but if they're going to play him and you need points – yeah, I mean, he can help some people.
Yep, he could there. Now to a guy that might not be helping anyone is, if you sat and waited for David West, I mean, this has been not exactly a fun start. You know, fine in his debut, 18-6-4, but then the next game, 14 points and 6 boards, no assists, steals, or blocks, shooting a pretty bad percentage because he's more of a mid-range shooter guy. And hasn't played over 24 minutes yet. Has this, you know, this is kind of screaming the Tobias Harris thing from last year, where an ankle injury for a bit, or like Ersan Ilyasova, another good one, ankle injury just derails the season.
Yeah, we kind of knew he'd come on slowly. I mean, they don't bring 30-plus-year-old guys back for 36 minutes after injury. It just doesn't happen. So, I mean, if... I wouldn't be, like, dropping him thinking that this is just not going to get better, because maybe it will. I mean, he could get up to 30-plus minutes in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Hopefully. I mean, I have
my optimistic glasses on right now.
Yeah, I mean, they have no reason to really run him into the ground either, because it's not like the Pacers are making the playoffs. I don't know.
Better once Hibbert's back. Hibbert's not playing, right?
Yeah, that's true, too, and Hibbert should be back early this week. Might even be back tonight. I don't know.
That takes some pressure off him.
Yeah, I don't know. I just so boring. He's such a boring player. Yeah, what can you do? To a guy that's not boring.
Well, now that he's playing, you can try to trade him.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, if you can get anything, like in a 12-team league, would you trade David West for Valanciunas?
You getting minutes? For JV, yeah, I'd go JV for that.
I'm trying to think of like.
Especially with DeRozan down.
Would you rather.
JV could be the number two scorer on that team right now.
That's a good point. Would you rather David West or Greg Monroe?
It's pretty similar.
Yeah.
And Monroe just got benched, right? I don't even know what's going on there. It changes each game.
Yeah, the Pistons are terrible. I don't know. I agree. I mean, they're kind of similar. I don't see much upside for West, and a lot of people seem to because there's nothing else there and he's going to get a lot of shots. But even with a few extra shots, I don't know if he does enough anywhere else. So, yeah, let's go to those Pistons. And as soon as I give up on KCP and standard leagues, just starts going bonkers. We kept saying that the steals, you know, come in bunches. All of a sudden, the steals are back. Last six games, his steals are 3-3-2-1-1-2. You know, multi-steals in 4 of 6 games. He's hitting his shots lately. 3+3s in 3 straight games. I'm having trouble saying he's a must-own in 12ers, but he's getting back up there.
Yeah, he's a must-own in 12ers.
You think so? I don't know. I feel like if he goes cold and the minutes go back down to under 30, which could easily happen with Van Gundy's schemes.
I don't know. It happened once that it was under, I mean, you know, there's occasionally there's a 28 and a 26 minute, but that 21 minutes he played against Milwaukee, I think that was when they played Lou Williams and, or not Lou Williams, I'm, wow, that'd be a couple years ago. They played DJ Augustine and Jennings together.
Yeah.
That's like they haven't done it since then. So I think that was just a, well, this worked? Oh, no. It's KCP's turn. We got the impending return of Meeks. We still have to worry about that eventually. But, yeah, he should be owned right now. It's too much upside there.
Yep, and he's a guy I definitely like tonight at home against the Lakers. I don't know. Did you see a commenter put up that, have you looked at KCP's home road splits? I never look at home road splits for NBA. I mean,
no, I don't either.
But it is kind of funny. At home, he's at 16.2 points, shooting 44%. Away, he's at 28% shooting and 8.4 points in pretty similar minutes.
Just looking at the game log, you can see it.
Yeah, I think it's just a fluke. I mean, it's 9 home games to 8 away. It's kind of a small sample. I don't know. I thought that was funny. I've never really noticed a home road split that bad before at this point in the season.
Yeah, I don't pay much attention to that.
Yeah, me either. So how about Nikola Mirotic? Remember we had trouble being sure we were saying his name right back in the day?
Yep. And I called him Serbian. That was incorrect. He is Croatian.
I thought he was Yugoslavian.
I don't believe that's a thing.
Yugoslavian?
I don't think Yugoslavia exists.
And he was born in Yugoslavia. Oh, is that not a country anymore? I'm just looking at this Yahoo thing. It says he was born in Yugoslavia. I guess that's not a... Is that not a country anymore?
I will have to do some... I don't think it is. I don't know.
Wiki Yugoslavia. Once spelled Jugoslavia. I made that sound bad.
About the former country in the Western Balkans.
Man.
It does not exist. It is now Serbia, Montenegro, Croatia. I'm forgetting somebody.
Jeez. Learning geography on the Razzball Basketball Podcast today. Interesting. All right, well...
Almost every team's got a player from this area nowadays.
Well, wouldn't he still be Yugoslavian if he was born in Yugoslavia?
No, because that was a fake... That was made up. Yugoslavia was a fake borders made up post... Oh, God. Somebody's going to correct us. We really need a history lesson. Someone can... In the comments section here, someone just give us a history lesson so everyone knows that we have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's Serbian, Croatian, and... Oh, why can't I not think of it?
Montenegro? Serbian, Montenegro. Croatia,
Serbia. And the other one.
Bosnia?
There you go. Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Yeah. Anyway, well, while we try to figure all that out, Mirotić is playing like a boss lately off a 12-12-1-1-1 game. And then the game before that against the Celtics, I think this was last Wednesday or Friday. I don't know. 13-8-2-2-5 and a really good rainbow line. You know, scoring double digits and only 6 and then 5 shots in the last 2 games. Hit a 3 in both. I mean, he is just tearing it up for the Bulls right now.
Oh, yeah. I've streamed him several times in this stretch. I missed the 5-block game, but whatever. Yeah, it's not going to last. This is classic Bulls. I mean, remember Tony Snell got like 40 minutes a game for a while, and then once Butler got back last year, he just went to nothing?
Yeah. And I think, you know, do you think once Gibson's back, Mirotić goes to nothing? I don't know. I think he's won himself a good... 18 minutes a game, even when Gibson's back.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I think it's a 3-man rotation. This is the Bulls we're talking about.
Well, I mean, he'll be tough to hold when Gibson's back, but in anything deeper than 12ers, I mean, Taj Gibson, Joakim Noah, and Pau Gasol, not exactly spring chickens with great health out there.
Yeah, even when the minutes go back down and everybody, all three are back, you know someone's missing time eventually.
Mm-hmm. And all three of those guys play center. You know, if Noah gets hurt, they can move Gasol to center, you know, so Mirotić can play the four pretty easy.
I saw someone asking about Mirotić at small forward. I don't see it.
Yeah, I said the same thing. So he's a little too big. You know, he's 6'10". You know, he is kind of he can hit the threes, but I don't think he's really athletic enough to cover most small forwards out there.
No, but as a stretch four, he's prototypical.
Yeah, agree there. Anything else since Thanksgiving break? You know, there's millions of other things, but any other big news bits that you wanted to go over?
Well, the Dolphins won. Let's see what else happened.
They beat the Jets. Was it Geno Smith like 7-for-13 or something?
You think I watched the second half of that game? I have no idea.
I didn't watch any of that game. I don't know what's better, trying to watch that game or watching the Spurs Sixers last night, which is what I did watch. Yeah,
I watched some of that game. I could not stick with it. The Spurs Sixers game, it was...
Well, as a Kawhi owner in several leagues, it was kind of fun to watch.
So. Yeah, but it was just, it's street ball.
It was kind of street ballish now that you mention it. It was kind of funny. Let's go to the RCLs, where we have, I don't know how to say this, Mikkel 79's team. Is that our leader? Good job, Miko. I'm calling you Miko. I hope that's okay with you. If you have a better pronunciation, shoot in the comments there. 34-11-0 with 68 points atop the leaderboard. Pops his team 1 point behind at 33-11-1. You know, Miko with Brow taking over RCLs. It's pretty easy to take over some leagues with the Brow.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, I'm catching up.
Yeah,
my run is coming.
Where are you at in your number one team? You got what team? What did you say?
28-17.
So you're 20th in your RCL league. How are you doing in the JB versus Slim league?
That league's got issues. That team is not doing well.
Trying to find you in the standings. I can't even find it.
No. I lost. I tied last week. And I streamed as hard as I could. I have issues. I'm hoping KCP and Brewer kind of help.
You've got...
I got Devin Harris and Mirotić. I'm just full of streamers on that team.
You're doing better than I am. You're 24-20 with that team, and I'm 23-20. And
I'm not getting Durant back.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going with this. I got
Ibaka and Jackson, so I'm going the other direction.
Yep. So, my RCL team in our JV versus Slim gets Durant back. That was the league where I gambled with Rondo. You know, hit on Jordan Hill. Bogut's playing well. Got L. Jefferson in the second round. Man, I'm loving this team.
Have you looked to move Bogut yet?
I haven't, but I kind of need his big man stats because Noel is flaky, missing Taj Gibson, who I'm holding on to. Yeah, I'm probably dropping Ed Davis after today, but, and we'll talk Lakers a little bit at the end of the show, but I don't know. I haven't really done too much trade shopping yet.
I mean, it's, the turnovers for Bogut aren't very big man-like.
What's his turnovers at? I guess he does.
To a game. Yeah. You throw in that with, you know, the low free throws, free throw percent, plus the field goal percent is very low volume. You're pretty much going for two categories.
Yeah.
Sister kind of nice. He's playing well. I shouldn't complain.
Yeah, I mean, he's leading my team in blocks by a good bit, and I kind of need that.
But you know he ain't going to make it through the year.
No, but I mean, can you really sell Bogut for, you know, a top 60 guy right now? I mean, everyone knows Bogut gets hurt all the time. He's right now ranked 40th, according to Yahoo.
See, I don't know if most people assume that it's going to happen again. I do. When a guy gets hurt and he's always hurt, I just assume he's going to get hurt again. I don't know if everybody does that.
I mean, what would I trade him for? Like, I really don't feel – I wouldn't feel good trading him for Larry Sanders.
See, you need a center, right?
I need someone with blocks.
Yeah, well, that's going to be tough. It'll have to be a 2-for-1.
Yeah, and then that starts, you know, as he said in Zoolander, I don't want to pull at the sweater and make the whole thing unravel. So, That's my thoughts on that team. All right, so looking ahead to a really big slate for a Tuesday. How many games is this? 4, 8? There's like 11 games tonight? Wow. So it's a big...
Yeah, the full slate tomorrow, too, so...
Yeah, busy Tuesday, Wednesday out there. Did you see how close you were in your last 30-point pick last week? You had Bosch, and he had 26.
Like another 28.
I think he had 26. I mean, close enough. Yeah, you get so many guys that get so close. And
those last couple of points are tough to score.
Yeah. So, do you have your 30-point pick ready to go, or do you want to preview the games first?
I don't have it. I mean, do you have yours?
No, I don't. I pick mine last second. Looking at the top 10 scorers, man, Brow has fallen back off after a couple games. Kobe, Harden, Brow, LeBron, Curry, Melo, Cousins, Blake, Jimmy Butler, 9th in the league in scoring. And now we can't pick Bosch, who is 10th at 21.5 a game, even though we both picked Bosch a few times up to this point.
I mean, I can still pick Josh Smith, right?
If you want to. Now, you do realize that this is 30 points scored, not 30% shooting. That was a bad joke. 30 field goals taken. I don't know. You know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I mean, you can go with 30%. It'd be a good 30% shooter, I guess.
I think I've got my pick, if you want to do it yours now, or if you want me to make mine first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll go with the guy that's only 0.1 points behind, LaMarcus, against the Nuggets. I think he's got a good shot for 30.
You know who I'm going to take?
Who's that?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. You're such a cheater.
Yeah.
That follows the rules. No, I'll give it to you. It follows the rules. Although, I will say that once he has the one game played,
it's going to be over. You get one try.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying, like, because I'm looking at the top scorers, and I think it's by qualified. I need to be sure to search by all players next time. I mean, it doesn't change anything for this.
No, and it's only for this week. He'll qualify by, like,
Actually, it does change it for the top 10. It does put Westbrook into the top 10.
Yeah, he should be up there, too. Takes out who?
It took out Bosch, if you want to pick Bosch instead.
No, I don't.
Yeah, so
I don't even think he's playing. They're not playing tonight.
Yeah, well, you can still take him if you want to.
No, I'll stick with Durant. I think that's a good pick.
Yeah, I'll be sure to look at all players from now on. I forgot to think about qualifications. So yeah, I'm sure Durant is going to score 22 points tonight and be a top 10 scorer. So.
Yep.
I hate you. You're too smart for me.
There you go. So you've got Durant in your RCL, you're going against him in the REL, and you're going against him in the 30-point challenge. Works for me.
I think this is mostly negative things there. Yeah, how effing crazy is that? In our 20-team REL league, where that's the league I care the most about, and then the guy I'm playing gets Durant back the week I play him. Oh.
Yeah, that is incredibly unlucky.
Brutal. 20 teams.
You're in trouble.
There's 19 other teams I could have been playing. But no, I've got to play the Durant owner when he gets Durant back. All right, so looking at other things that's going on tonight, Byron Scott has said that he's going to tinker with his starting rotation for the Lakers. Do you think that means any changes for tonight at Detroit?
At Detroit. So Detroit, are they sticking with Singler?
Is that what it was? I mean, I know you said Monroe's coming off the bench. I can't follow this Detroit team. They're just so bad.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going to happen night to night with their big man rotations.
Yeah, and I still think there's a time and a place when Brandon Jennings goes back down in minutes and all of a sudden Augustine gets run. I think that could happen too. But yeah, Singler started on Sunday. Played 28 minutes. The Pistons lost again. I don't know.
I mean, they can't put Nick Young in the starting lineup, right? That can't happen.
I don't know. The Lakers are just as terrible.
It would be so bad. If they want to win a game, they're not going to do that.
Well, it's not like you need much defense to guard Kyle Singler. So.
I don't see what it can be besides Boozer for Ed Davis. I just don't see any other options.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at their lineup here. I mean, that.
Why would they bench Jordan Hill?
There's no reason to. What are they going to start, Sakurai?
Right, and then if you go with Wesley Johnson, who would they play over him? They cannot start. I refuse to believe that.
What if they started Wayne Ellington at the two and played?
I guess that's possible. He's played well.
Played Kobe at the three. I think they should just bring Kobe off the bench as the sixth man. I think that's a win for everyone.
Yeah, that'll go over real well with Kobe.
You might get in a fist fight with Byron Scott. So yeah, that's definitely something to keep an eye on there. It's made me want to keep Ed Davis, even though I wanted to drop him on several occasions.
Get your guest Kobe line in yet?
Yeah, I put mine in the article today. I guessed him for a really big line today because, I mean, it's the Pistons. What do you think he's doing today?
Yeah, I agree. This could be a big one. I'm going to go with 34 on 34 attempts. That's probably high, but whatever, 34 attempts. And then, you know, I don't think he's going to rebound much, so we'll say 3 boards and 6 assists.
Yeah, you're pretty close to what my guess was, and Kobe off the triple-double his last game. I had him for 32 points, 6 boards, 7 assists on 29 shots, so a tiny bit more efficient, a couple more boards.
You're thinking free throws. I'm not thinking free throws. I'm thinking jumpers.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens in that game there. Other action tonight, Bucks at Cleveland. That might be really brutal for the rotations. Cleveland's looking much better, and this could be a blowout after a quarter.
Yeah, I read a positive report about Love, but I'm not sure how positive it really is.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
What we need him to do.
Brandon Knight starting to fall off. This could be one of those games where he gets under 30 minutes because it's not close.
He seems to be the guy that still comes in even in a blowout. So I don't know. He seems, out of everybody on that team, he's the one guy you can still kind of start and feel good about.
Yeah, it's just
I think he'll get 30 minutes. Even if it's a crazy blowout, I think he'll still get his 30.
Yeah, we can only hope.
He could have a good game here, though, is Parker.
Yeah, but, I mean, his minutes are just, I mean, that's why I liked him so much. You know, his per 36s are looking much, much better lately. But, you know, he's not playing those 34 minutes I thought he might get this year. As you were right, Jason Kidd's playing it more like Larry Drew than a real NBA coach.
And Parker really isn't taking them threes like we would hoped he would.
Yeah, that's part of it, too.
But the last couple of games have been really good.
Yeah, he's
really
definitely
positive showings. The assists are great. Yeah. Blocks aren't there, but as long as he steals the ball, then I'm okay with it.
He's definitely stepping it up. Trying to find anything interesting. I mean, we've already talked about Durant. OKC comes back to full strength against New Orleans. That's probably the game of the night.
Yeah.
I don't want to go game by game. There's too many games here. I guess Toronto is interesting, but we talked about that with Patrick Patterson maybe starting for Amir Johnson, who was having a toe issue their last game. I think Isaiah Thomas is still out, so you're feeling good starting Dragic. Not that you would be really benching him anyway. What else is interesting for you for tonight's games?
I mean, I imagine there's some New York fans who are into the Brooklyn-New York game. what do you think about Carmelo? Back, but are we worried about the back?
Back from the back. It's definitely worrisome, but the fact he was able, you know, the news looked dire. I mean, they were saying he could barely walk, and then all of a sudden he's back, you know, only a couple games later.
Plays 41 minutes and doesn't turn the ball over.
Yeah, he had a really good game his last one out. Worried a little bit, yeah, but not enough to really do much about it.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah.
He came back quicker than I thought.
Yeah,
me too. The reports.
Me too.
But he's still way under where people drafted him at. His Yahoo rank is 55.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, like I said, am I worried a little bit? Yeah, but I'm not selling him right now. The value is just way too low. I mean, if anyone's going to give you draft day value, I'd probably take it.
Yeah, if I can grab Wall for him, I'll take that.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, but I don't know if anyone would do that.
If someone wanted to give me love, I would keep Melo.
It's close. I'm probably Melo too, just because the playoff schedule for the Cavs being that bad. But
yep, that does play into it.
I know we keep going back to that. So, anything else for you for these games tonight? I'm not really seeing too much else to talk about.
I mean, you got the Portland-Denver. I'm always interested in what happens with Denver's rotations. I mean, the problem there is I don't see it getting better. I don't see consistency out of anybody in Denver's rotation, except for Lawson.
Yeah, I don't either. I've talked about multiple times. I want nothing to do with the big men. I mean, you got to keep owning Fareed, but the minutes are just so frustrating.
I mean, I think Mozgov is still owned in all my leagues.
Yeah, but I mean, his minutes seem to waffle. Hickson played good the last game out. There's still Darrell Arthur to get some stretch minutes. You know, JaVale McGee's out right now, but he'll be back at some point. It's a mess. I should mention that
he's a poor man's Robin Lopez. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
He must be really, really poor to have a poor man's Robin Lopez. Roy Hibbert's going to be back tonight, at least expected to be, according to Frank Vogel. So there's that. So if you have Hibbert, you can probably start him. And yeah, I think that's going to do it for looking ahead to today's games. Do you have any Thanksgiving leftovers left? Is it too late? Any smoked bird left for you?
Oh yeah, there's always that. Unfortunately, I'm out of pecan pie.
Ooh, brutal. Might be time to make another one.
Yeah, I mean, it is about the easiest thing in the world. But I do not touch pumpkin. You eat pumpkin pie?
I mean, it's okay. It's not my favorite. I'd much rather go for the apple.
Yep, yep.
Go for the classic. I don't do the cheese on top of it, though. It's not for me.
No, but I'll do a cheesecake. Well, yeah. I had an apple cheesecake that was pretty good the other day.
An apple cheesecake?
Yeah, with the slices of apple. It's apple cinnamon and slices of apples on top. Mm. It was good.
Cheesecakes are good with some good fruit on them.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate about the cooks I have around me.
Yeah, I'm coming to visit you pretty soon. What are you doing for Christmas? I'm coming to visit. I'm crashing. Crash your party.
I don't know, but it'll be 75 degrees, so rest yeah, warm.
That's true, man. It's been up and down here. It's been nice lately, but I'm just glad I don't live in Buffalo, that's for sure. All right, man, I think that's going to end it for us today. We will be back tomorrow. We're back on our 3-a-week schedule now that we're out of the holidays, and do 3 a week again until we're in Christmas week. But we're excited to be back, excited for a big December, and you have yourself a good one, man.
Oh, yeah, another one tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Take it easy.
Adios.